Wall Street veteran Bernard Madoff has been arrested and charged with running a $50 billion Ponzi scheme.
Congress wants to know what caused the Enron meltdown.
Now, while the collective rage currently is focused on WorldCom,
Tyco CEO Dennis Kozlowski was convicted of looting hundreds of millions of dollars.
This is one of the biggest fraud cases ever.
Their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
Find out more on this week's episode of White Collars, Red Hands.
Kashan, have you ever stolen from your employer?
What the hell is this? The third degree right off the bat?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not like seriously.
What's the worst thing you've ever stolen from an employer?
I don't know. Probably like a drink from the bar that I didn't pay for. Right? I don't know.
Damn.
They stole from me.
That's true.
Multiple times.
That's true. I think that we all have stolen from work one time or another, whether that be toilet paper, ramekins, crackers, tea, money.
This sounds like one job specifically.
Yeah, it is one job specifically. According to a study, 22% of small business owners have had employees steal from them. The average retail employee, well, dishonest ones, steal about $1,551.66 from their employer.
About, you know.
Yeah, about
an estimate.
The average embezzlement is $350,000. Theft is more common than people think in the workplace. But how much is too much? Should I get fired for stealing pens? Or should it be swept under the rug? Find out how far is too far on this week's episode of White Collars, Red Hands.
I like to imagine it's in a movie or something, right, where they steal one small part of a thing they're building until they can build it all at their house.
Oh, are you talking about the Johnny Cash song?
Sure.
I built it one piece at a time. And it didn't cost me a dime.
Yeah, I feel like if you have that kind of dedication, it should be okay. Like if you're staying like a bolt at a time, all right.
He's like, it's a 41, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59
automobile. That's funny, actually.
It's a 66.
He doesn't get enough credit.
He doesn't.
It's funny.
He was a creative genius, that Johnny Cash. Okay, enough about him. That's not what this episode is about. Welcome back to another episode of White Collars Red Hands.
I'm Kishan.
And I'm Nina. And this week, we're talking about an employee with some sticky fingers. And it's not because she worked at the maple syrup factory, Kishan. She wasn't tapping trees.
Oh, yeah?
She was just tapping that ass.
What?
I made that up.
I'm about to say that better come into play. You can't just say things like that. You get me excited for the episode.
No, she did not. No, no.
There's no ass tapping in this?
I mean, she's been married a couple times, but there's no sex scandal.
Ugh.
Sorry.
Well, she looks like a real housewife, though.
She does.
I just figured something would be included.
She does. Well, she does plenty of other bad things. So the woman we're talking about is Tracy Sho. I'm going to fuck it up. Husona.
I thought it said Sona. I don't
Husona.
Know. Which, by the way, thank you.
This is a fan-submitted episode.
This is a fan-submitted episode. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
For submitting this. You've submitted others in the past. You've always been a great listener. Katie is one of has been along with us for this ride for a long time now.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you so much, and we can't wait to share the story with you guys today.
Yes. Thank you, Katie.
Back to the show.
Yeah. So Tracy Husona was a typical California wife. She was pretty, big boobs, big fake boobs, expensive clothing, fancy cars, you name it. Her name is spelled Tracy with two I's. So that means double the red flags.
Yeah, because that means she chose it. All right. No one.
There's
on
no
their
way her parents
Tracy two I's.
Named her Tracy.
Your name is Patricia. Okay.
But as Kashan already mentioned, she looks like every woman on The Real Housewives. However, Tracy Sho Husona is not who she would appear. She has apparently always had a life of crime. Her sticky fingers started as a child, and no, it's not from her being a disgusting child. She would often steal from neighborhood kids. She would steal their bikes, their toys. She once stole a neighbor's car when she was underage, and Joy drove it around the parking or around the neighborhood.
Joy drove? So she's a kleptomaniac? Yeah. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, basically. Basically, I knew somebody who stole a car when they were underage, and then they wrecked it into a house.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's fun. Mm-hmm. If there's a time to do it, honestly. Because if you do that when you're like 33...
Oh, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, your life's just done. You might as well do it when you're 15. That's not...
We're not encouraging
That's not
it.
An endorsement. Now that I'm saying it out loud, don't go do that.
No, don't.
Right, but I'm just saying, if there was a... Yeah, there was a time.
That's the moment. If there's a moment... That's the
He's
moment.
Going to juvie for a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She also had been stealing credit cards and using them illegally ever since she was young. She even stole her grandmother's credit card and wrecked her credit. You're low if you steal your grandma's credit card. I will say my one cousin did steal my grandma's wedding ring, but that was to fund her drug habit, and so it's a little bit different, I feel like.
Yeah, what the hell was she buying as a child that she's ruining her grandma's credit?
I don't know.
She's like, sorry, Grandma, I got 17 of those one-leg jump rope things. They bankrupt me.
Well,
bankrupt you. Your credit limit was like $200. So I ruined you.
Well, when she stole grandma's credit card, she was a little bit older. She was like 16 to 18 when she did
that. So she's buying booze.
Yeah. Who knows what she
clothes.
Was buying. Oh, yeah. All kinds of dumb shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, she doesn't really have a relationship with her family at this point.
Wonder why.
Yeah. Her sister was like, yeah, we just had to cut her off. After childhood, Hutsana didn't give up her life a crime. It unfortunately wasn't a phase that she went through, like being a lesbian or being goth.
Being a lesbian is not a phase.
I'm kidding.
Being goth should be, though.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. I love goth women. And, yeah, no.
Big titty goth women.
I could take or leave goth men. Sorry. Yeah, men are creepy enough already. You don't need to also be goth.
I had... somebody I know on Instagram, we only know each other through Instagram, but he loves goth girls. Like, he loves goth girls.
So does everybody. We all grew up watching Total Drama Island, okay? We know.
What show?
Never mind. Okay. For the real ones, you know.
All right. I've never heard of that show. But I had a show in Iowa last year, and this big titty goth girl came up and she hit on me. At the bar, and I messaged him immediately, and I was like, you won't believe what just happened. I got hit on by a big titty goth girl.
Shego, that's another good one.
Shego, is that from the Kim Possible? Oh, yeah. Yep. The girl with the green suit?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, she's hot.
That's her.
If she her. Was a human, hell yeah.
She's a human, just cartoon.
I know, but if she was a human in real life.
No. Redheads and goths. Like, look it up. Like, they programmed us when we were kids. That's what everyone's taste is now.
And that's why I'm single.
There's reasons.
Yeah. Well, Hutsana also claims that she graduated from the University of Tokyo, even though there's no records of her graduating from there. Sounds like George Santos. She did say under oath, though, like after everything came out, that she didn't graduate. These are just lies that she would tell. She also claimed that she had a reoccurring role on the show Weeds, and she even put it on her IMDb page because she was an act. So
I'm going to say, why the hell did she have an IMDb page?
Because she would act. She was trying to be a stunt double. Yeah. She was trying to be a stunt double.
No.
But.
For who? Teresa Giudice?
Yeah. You never know. But I have personally watched every episode of Weeds, and I don't remember her being on that show.
And I personally have watched zero episodes of Weeds.
Never watched Weeds?
No.
You watched that weird-ass little cartoon, and you've never seen Weeds?
Total Drama Island? Yeah, I was a child when it was popular.
Well, so here are some other crimes that Hutsana has committed. She used a bad check to buy a car in 1994. In 95, she was arrested for forgery. In 96, she tried to fraudulently get a credit card. She's not very good at finances, that Tracy. It was hard to catch her because she would use multiple names, making it hard to pinpoint all of her crimes.
Yeah, Tracy with two I's.
Tracy with a Y.
Patricia Ooh. With three I's. Tracy with three I's.
Pat.
Oh, yeah.
Patty.
Trisha.
Trish.
Yeah. endless. How could they find her?
How could she get it? But they did catch her, and she got 40 months in jail for those crimes. Now, what was crazy about those crimes was every time she got caught and she would be awaiting prosecution for one crime, she would just go commit another. It seemed like it was truly compulsive for her. She could not stop.
I'm going to say, she sounds addicted to crime. Is that a thing?
Yeah. No, I think that it is. I mean, you see people who are just, oh, I mean, you know, you're serial killers. She's a serial con artist.
Okay, yeah, but it's like, this is like crime for crime's sake. She's like, yeah, I don't know. I'll do anything, man.
I think it's from all that Grand Theft Auto she played as a kid, you know?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the video games. Damn actually. Grand Theft Auto. It's the video games. It's violent video games.
It is. No, but she definitely has a problem. And, I mean, it continues throughout her entire life up until this point. She did get married to her first husband in the early 2000s, and she and her family settled down. A friend from at the time, her name's Lorianne Hart, noticed that Tracy and her husband were moving about once every three-ish months, which is very frequent. And each time they moved, their new place was nicer. I hate moving, and even if I could afford this, I wouldn't do it.
How much nicer? Like, that's the thing. It's like, if I'm like, if the niceness level is me going from here to like a place that has in unit laundry, but it's like that small of an increment every 3 months. Absolutely not.
No.
Right. I hate moving. I live on the third floor. That's part of the reason I just haven't moved out of here. I'm like, nah,
I got to walk down all those steps.
That's too much work.
Better walk all back up them.
Better stay for another 5 years.
Great. Yeah, how long have you been here? A long while.
For 4 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I used to live on a third floor walk up, but now I don't.
Yeah, no. Anyway. Not recommended.
No. Everything seemed fine. Tracy was really, I mean, and here's the thing. And as we know with most of these types of criminals or any, well, these type of criminals, they're very personable. People really like them. They're good at making you feel good. They make you really feel like they're your friend.
The con and con man stands for confidence.
Yeah. And that's how Tracy was with all these people. So they were really shocked when search warrants started coming out for her. In 2007, it was discovered that Tracy hired two employees that weren't real. And she would write their checks and take them. And she ended up stealing $160,000 in fake staffing from those two.
For what company?
Her company.
What company does she run?
She had a company.
What did they do?
I actually don't know because I couldn't figure it out, but
okay.
She had a company.
She just created an LLC that doesn't do anything?
Yeah. She actually then ended up, they found out she was cheating multiple staffing agencies and cheated them $500,000 in 18 months. While she was on bond, she ended up also committing credit card fraud and identity theft.
Tracy, stop.
Like, just calm down.
Tracy, stop. You don't. Just don't do this, please.
She's literally wrecking her own life, which is, it's very interesting because I would just have to think that her husband knew something fishy was going on. But what her one friend was saying about all this, she was like, it didn't make sense because she was making such good money at her job. She was pulling in six figures. She didn't need to be stealing all this money. So she truly has a problem. Anyways, she ended up being sentenced to 6 years in prison, but was released for good behavior. When she was released, obviously her and her husband were no longer together. She calls her friend, Lorianne Hart, who she had lost. So they were friends before she went to prison, but they had kind of lost contact when she got put in prison. Now, she also, I guess it's not that big of a deal to know, but her and Hart's sons used to be friends. So that's how she knows this woman.
Okay.
She calls Hart and tells her that she needs a place to stay and that her halfway house is dangerous and she doesn't think that she can continue living there. Hart allows her to move in with her. During this time, Hutsana meets her husband, Daryl. Now, her husband, Daryl, played for the NFL, and he actually ended up stealing from Reggie Bush at one point.
He's the one who took the Heisman back.
Yeah, sure. He's the one that dated Kim Kardashian.
Reggie Bush got the Heisman taken away from him because he accepted money.
Oh, did he?
When he was in college, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So he got his Heisman trophy revoked.
Oh, damn.
Now we both learned something about Reggie Bush.
Now we both learned something about Reggie Bush. But this couple, the little crime couple made in heaven. So while apparently I was reconfiguring this and apparently I fucked something up. Okay. So anyways, while she was, after she met Daryl, she's living with the Hart family, and Lori Ann Hart believes that Hutsana was trying to take her own home from her. She started being really weird about her husband and was like, I think you should break up with your husband. I think you should leave him. And Hart was like, no, I'm like happy with my husband. What are you talking about? She's like, no, he's a piece of shit. Like, she was really trying to destroy their marriage. And Hart believes that it was because she was trying to take her house from her.
Every day she moves everything in the house an inch closer to the door. They're like, 2 weeks, you're like, what the fuck?
What
happened? Oh, are you guys leaving? Oh, no. It's okay. I'll watch the house if you guys are leaving.
I'll stay here. I'll make sure everything's good.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Take your vacation. It's fine. It's like, we're not leaving.
When Hutsana was asked to leave, she didn't want to, and she wouldn't. So it made she became a squatter, and it was kind of a nightmare. When she finally did move out, Hart obviously cut ties with her, but she did have to mend the parts of her life that Hutsana tried to break, like her relationship with her husband. After this, Hutsana and her husband, Daryl, they started a YouTube channel / show called Homeless Millionaires.
I feel like I'm not going to like this. I don't know where it's going, but I feel like I'm not going to like it.
Yeah, it's not good. It follows Hutsana and her husband and shows their extravagant lifestyle. Now, they run a concierge company called Elite Lux Life. Her clients have access to the best cars, private jets, sold-out concerts, etc.
What the hell is a concierge company?
So basically, like, they plan shit for you is what I was understanding. It almost reminded me, you know what it reminded me of, kind of? It reminded me of Billy McFarland when he would sell that credit card and stuff.
Yeah, and it got you to like exclusive parties and stuff like that.
Yes.
We're not selling just a credit card, we're selling a lifestyle.
Like, yes, that's exactly what she was selling.
Stupid.
They were selling a lifestyle, but they themselves could not afford that lifestyle.
And they just call up everything and make the reservations, basically, and that's it?
That's what I understood, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird.
Rich people, they need a way to get rid of their money, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
However, this isn't enough for Hutsana, and she decides that she needs to pick up another job. So, I'm going to switch gears here for a second. In 2015, there's a woman named Jumana Kidd.
Jumana?
Yeah.
I thought it said Jumama. God damn it. Wouldn't that have been funny? Wouldn't it have been funny if it was Jumama? It
could have been funny.
No, it's not, though.
Jumana Kidd moves to Calabasas after her divorce from her NBA star husband. Kidd was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2014/2015 and realized that she needed an assistant. A friend of Kidd's suggested Tracy Hutsana. Kidd knew that Hutsana was too qualified for the position, but doesn't see a reason to not hire her.
Too qualified and has a long list of charges.
Well, perfect setup. Kidd had no idea about Hutsana's criminal past because she didn't do a background check.
Well, I mean, she's a lot's going on for her right now, I guess.
A lot's going on for her. Kind of the way, though, that this all, she kind of maneuvered around the background check was Hutsana told Kidd that she could hire her concierge service, and that way she could just hire the company instead of making her an employee. So instead of being an employee of Kidd's, Kidd would just use their service.
Oh, that's kind of the same thing.
It's basically the same thing. But by just hiring her company, Hutsana wouldn't have to give her social security number or anything like that. And Kidd's financial team saw no issues with this. So she went ahead and hired her, but just hired her company. Kidd was paying Hutsana a couple $1,000s a month to do this.
Good for part-time work.
Yeah, and then it said in the end she was paying her about... I saw one place that she was paying her about $80,000 a year at the end.
But that's pretty good. That's like four grand a month.
Yeah. Hootsana does a great job, and Jumana kids love her. They love her. Her children claimed that she was their second mom, and Kid said herself that she was Hootsana was almost like her husband in a way that she cared for her children and cared about their family and cared for the home. I also was wondering if they were fucking each other.
Her and the husband?
No, Kid and Hootsana. Kid's single.
Oh.
That's why she hired the assistant.
Oh.
Because her and her husband got divorced.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I don't think they were fucking.
I don't think they were either. It was just like a little fun part of the story I wanted to make up.
Yeah, you put throwing fan fiction into this episode?
Honestly, yeah.
So Tracy came home and her brow was furrowed. Disgusting.
Jumana, I told you not to wash the dishes after you get radiation.
Now you got to take off your shirt. It's covered in soapy water.
Oh my God. Those are beautiful breasts. Good thing. I think it's a good idea you didn't get a double mastectomy like they suggested.
This is going to just sad, dude. This isn't fun. This isn't fun at all. I don't want cancer patient. Fucking.
Cancer fucking patient fan fiction.
I don't want that. God, porn's getting really weird these days.
You know there's probably like chemo porn.
I thought the stepmom thing was the weirdest. This is way worse.
Stepmom is not the weirdest by far.
Oh, I don't need to know.
They have Grinch porn.
I don't need to know, I said.
Insanity. There were lots of boundary issues in this relationship. Hootsana was really trying to be friends with Kid, even though Kid wasn't really comfortable with them actually being friends. There was one time that, like, so Hootsana and Daryl got engaged, and she was having her bachelorette party in Vegas, and she told Kid, she was like, I really, really want you to be there. And Kid was like, I don't really want to go.
That's weird.
It's weird. But then she ended up, she was like, you know what? I'll just go for one night. And so she went, and like they all went out clubbing, and like she felt bad because Tracy was footing the bill, and she was like, you shouldn't have to pay for your own bachelorette party. And so.
Oh, trust me. She probably wasn't. Just the way with these episodes go.
Yeah.
Don't worry. She's probably not.
Yeah. And like that was just one example of like boundaries being crossed where like you probably shouldn't have your boss at your bachelorette party.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had a boss that I'd be like, yeah, I want you out partying with me.
I've had a couple, but they were at the restaurant. So like that's really different.
A manager, would you invite an owner out?
No.
That's your boss. No. Yeah. No.
No. I've never known the owners well enough.
You asked your principal out with you now?
I did go to a holiday party with my principal, but I wouldn't invite her out.
Exactly.
And she was like, tell me when you're having your comedy shows. And I was like, no.
It's like when people ask me about like, sometimes they're like, oh, what podcast do you have? And I'm like, I don't know, man. Sometimes it gets kind of, I don't know area.
Well, I just say way too much horrible shit on this podcast that I can't have people I work with know that I say.
You had a cancer patient porn bit like 60 seconds ago. Like, yeah, it's like sometimes I'm like, I don't know, man. I really can't tell you about this.
Yeah. I don't want you listening.
Sorry. You guys can listen, though.
You can listen.
You're obviously here for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah. In 2018, Kid's financial advisor was telling her that she was spending way too much money. And she was like, I don't know why you keep telling me I'm spending too much money, because I'm not spending too much money. Like, I'm not spending that much money. I'm not spending that much more than before. She was like, at that time, the only thing that had really changed for them financially that she felt like she was spending more money on was that her family had gotten a dog. But she was like, that's not so significant that my financial advisor should be like giving me shit all the time.
It's like a couple $100.
Maybe. Yeah. Her advisor mentioned a Chase credit card, and Kid was confused because she didn't have a Chase credit card. Kid told Hootsana about the financial advisor issues without knowing what Hootsana was doing. So she was like, my financial advisor's on my ass. Like, I don't know what he keeps telling me I'm spending all this money. I'm not spending all this money. Like, I'm so confused, blah, blah, blah. Well, Tracy Hootsana started feeling guilty, and she confessed that she opened the credit card in Kid's name and spent over $300,000.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
She has a $300,000 credit limit?
Apparently.
Okay.
Kid was obviously shocked, and Hootsana told her it was because she was trying to keep up appearances for her business, and that was why she was spending all this money. Kid forgives her and gives Hootsana a second chance.
That's the wrong choice. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
That's not what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You're supposed to, like, hit her.
Oh my God.
Something.
I don't even know what I would do.
I'm police. I gotta tell the police.
Yeah.
Because I'm not gonna foot a $300,000 bill for you.
No.
And you've already been to prison, so like you're used to it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna call the police.
Yeah. I think the reason, I don't know. I really don't know why she forgave her. Other than, like, these people are just so manipulative. But even still.
Maybe
like,
she's still emotional with everything.
She probably.
Still thinks, oh, you know.
Well, and she was her crutch. Like, yeah. She was her crutch through all of that, really, that super hard time.
Yeah, I'm sure she had a sob story, right? So, who knows?
Yeah. So there was a contract that was made that said that Hootsana would pay back the money that she stole. And she made good on it. She
opened up another credit card under her name.
Literally.
And paid off that credit card with the other credit card.
Yes. Hootsana continues working for Kid and is paying her back like she promised. What's funny is when I used to babysit and nanny, I would feel guilty for eating too much of the family's food. I literally had nothing to worry about. This woman opened a credit card in her name and spent $300,000.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
I do that too. I house it. I'm like, I want this thing, but it's not opened yet. So I can't.
Oh, yeah. You can't do anything unopened.
I can't have it.
Yeah. It was always dangerous when I would babysit because they'd be like, have anything, like anything you want to eat, go ahead. And I'm like, you don't understand. I have binging tendencies.
As I get older, I don't care anymore. I just go like, they said, and then I'll just do it.
Oh, yeah. Now I would.
Okay. Because if I said it at my house, what am I going to do? Get upset? I'll probably talk shit when I get home, but I don't
care. Yeah, I'd be like, damn, they really opened that ice cream? And then...
And I'll be like, yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. It's $5 ice cream.
I don't care.
Actually, what I would probably do is eat all the ice cream and then replace it so they would never know.
With what?
More ice cream.
Oh, thank God.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I thought you were going to put something, you know, in the tub to make it seem like it was still there. I don't know. I don't know.
You know what was... Okay, this is really fucked up. So when I was in college, I definitely like had an eating problem and I would binge a lot. And so then sometimes like I would know my roommate like would notice if it was my food. But like one time I ate a whole entire bag of dill pickle chips in one sitting. And so I was so embarrassed that I wrapped the dill pickle chips back up and put them back on top of the refrigerator. So she didn't know that I would eat them. That I ate them all.
I'm sure that she was not paying that much of attention.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I used to do that all the time. I would finish something and be embarrassed about how quick I ate it, and then I would put it back.
She was like, I got an econ final tomorrow. I don't know.
That girl did not study.
Okay, well.
No. So even though all of this happened, Kid still didn't do a background check.
Just Google her at this point, dude. What the fuck?
She didn't do anything. She doesn't do a background check. Then the whole reason that this ended up coming to light a little bit more was that Jemana Kidd had a therapy session where she was talking to her therapist and she was like, yeah, my assistant stole $300,000 from me, but like, no big deal. She's paying me back. And the therapist's like, nah, dude, that's a big deal. Like, that's actually a really big deal. And you need to like do something about that, which is very unlike a therapist, I would think.
Therapy works.
But therapy can work. And she's like, no, you need to do something about that. So Jemana Kidd, she ends up contacting her financial advisor, and her financial advisor's like, yo, what the fuck? Like, why didn't you tell me about this before? Because it was a while from when she had found out to when she had told the financial advisor.
I mean, she didn't even tell her financial advisor?
Uh-uh.
Dog.
And so she finds out that Hutsana scammed her again, and she actually opened many accounts under her name. Hutsana forged a power of attorney on all of the accounts. So it made it look like, so Kidd had no idea that these accounts even existed, because it was like, yeah, she controls these accounts for me. When really she didn't even know she had them. Kidd was suspicious of something going on when she had applied for an apartment for her daughter when her daughter went to college and they were denied. She was like, why would I get denied for a college apartment? Like, that doesn't even make sense. Upon checking her credit score, she realized it was 400.
Oh, Jesus.
400.
That's not good.
If you don't know anything about credit scores, that I didn't know they could go that low.
I think they can go lower.
What?
Actually, yeah.
Oh, my.
That's pretty bad, though.
Yeah, that's really bad. No offense really if
you're
listening bad. To this
and you got like a, you're rocking a 350 right now.
That's not that's good.
Pretty, it's pretty bad, yeah.
Most apartments will not let you rent the apartment unless it's 650 or higher. At least in the city of Chicago.
Yeah, I think it is a little bit more lax other places, but yes.
Yeah, in Chicago, it's 650 or higher. I applied for some apartments that were like, it needs to be 700 or higher. And I was like, you're not going to get this rented, but okay. I mean, I got that good credit score, but
I about to say, I was like, well, some of us, you know.
Some of us have a decent credit score. Mm. But here's the thing. You don't think somebody's going to find out that their credit score has gotten absolutely tanked?
She probably didn't care. She was getting a fuck ton of money. Wasn't.
Kidd never received any fraud alerts from her credit card companies or anything like that, because Hutsana had gone into her email and had put alerts on keywords in emails to move them to the trash.
Oh, wow. That's smarter than I would give her credit for.
Yeah.
So
when I was learning all of this, I was like, I wouldn't have thought of that.
You could do that.
I didn't think about that. So then through all of this, all this investigating, Kidd actually finds out that Hutsana had wrecked her children's college funds as well. She had college funds set up for her kids that like only had money going in them. Money did not come out of these funds and they were gone. Kidd starts her own investigation and she prints out all of the text between her and Hutsana, all of Hutsana's social medias, etc. And she like put them up on the wall to figure out a timeline and all this shit.
Oh my
and
God.
And it literally looked like that scene in Always Sunny where he's like, ugh. That's what she looks like.
She's got strings, everything all over the place.
Yeah.
Connecting. Just like fucking Ronald McDonald's on there for some reason.
Yes.
We're like, ugh.
Hutsana would also make sure that she was purchasing the same things that Kidd would purchase to make it look less noticeable. So she signed up for the same health insurance. She started shopping at the same grocery stores, getting her nails done at the same places, so that when she would go back and look at the credit card statements, especially the like one that was really linked to all of her stuff, Kidd would be like, I don't know if I went to the store that day 4 months ago. I don't know if I can't remember if I... You know.
Damn. Okay. Okay, Tracy.
Super sneaky.
Tricky.
Yeah. So you remember that YouTube channel show that Hutsana and her husband had?
Homeless Millionaires, yes. I think is what it was called.
Homeless Millionaires. Yeah. That ended up biting them in the ass because when investigators were lining up timelines of kids' bank statements of charges that were made in certain cities, they were seeing on the show Hutsana traveling to those same cities and spending money on lavish stores, restaurants, etc. So, like, they were like, oh, look, this is in Miami. Oh, look, here she is in Miami.
This is where you can't be a criminal with a vlog, dude.
I know.
Like
vlogging your crime.
It's bad for you.
Hootsana ended up stealing about $1 million from Kid.
Jesus.
Remember that bachelorette party in Las Vegas that we were talking about?
I fucking knew it.
Yep.
I knew it.
Yep. Hootsana financed her bachelorette party on Kid's dime.
I feel so bad. You have to pick up this whole bill yourself. And she probably just fucking is like, oh, yeah. Ooh, so bad. Ugh.
Yeah. And Kid was even okay. So for that bachelorette party, like in the morning, Kid bought everybody breakfast because she was like, oh, I feel bad that like I'm not paying for anything here. I'll buy breakfast. And then like she was like, oh, I won't sleep in a bed. I'll sleep on the couch.
Oh,
and
my God.
Things like that. She when paid really, for the room. She paid for the entire thing, the whole entire thing. And another adventure that Hootsana did was she opened a restaurant in San Diego called Breakfast Bitch, which Kid paid for. The entire time she was working for Kid, she was like, oh, we have this great investment opportunity. We're going to open this restaurant. We've got some really interested investors. And Kid was like, when she found out at the end of it, she was like, I was the investor. I had no idea.
Yeah, the sole investor.
I was the investor that was so interested in funding this restaurant.
Was the restaurant even successful?
Yes. They actually opened a second location in Phoenix.
Oh, I hope that Kid gets to keep it. She's like, yeah, no, that's my restaurant now.
Well, and the idea for Breakfast Bitch wasn't even original because it was a ripoff of a Miami restaurant called Bacon Bitch. And the menus were word for word the same.
Oh, you can't even be a, you can't, come on, change the names, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Change the name of the items. You can rip it off. Like, don't get me wrong, whatever. Like,
well, restaurants kind of rip each other off all the time.
But don't just steal the word for word the menu. Come on.
Because, like, let's be real. Everybody has kind of the same spin on each cocktail. Everybody has the same Cobb salad. Everybody's got a burger. You know, like, restaurant menus, you know, aren't necessarily always the most original.
Also, is it just like the name of the item and the word bitch afterwards, though? It's just like omelet bitch.
Here, let's look.
Eggs bitch.
Here, let's look.
Benedict bitch.
Benedict bitch.
Give me a mimosa bitch, please.
It's a burrito bitch. Basic pancakes. Build your own omelet. Hold on, let's see what else.
Oh, they don't even have like...
Southern bitch. Bitch LT.
I was close.
Skyline bacon and eggs. Mardi Gras. Bitchin' biscuit on a biscuit.
I was close. It is just, you know, bitch.
Some of this stuff.
Of
bougie bitch. Chilaquiles.
Oh, great.
Simple bitch. Party bitch. That is a pancake that looks like it has sprinkles on it. Ooh, cinnamon roll pancakes. Those look good.
So let's just say the menu is...
Bitch in a blanket.
All right.
That was me this morning.
Oh, my God. So the menu is uninspired. We'll say that.
Uninspired. Ooh, Mexican candy shot. That looks good. Bacardi, mango, chili, watermelon.
Don't give her any more money, Naya. Calm down. Come on.
Okay, sorry. Now, Breakfast Bitch is still open in Phoenix. I will say that also Bacon Bitch tried to sue Breakfast Bitch, but Breakfast Bitch ended up winning.
Oh, well.
Over a technicality, which was too bad. So when investigators are like collecting all this information, it is actually private investigators that Kid and her financial advisor hired.
Oh.
So they collected all of this data. So they were collecting all this data with private investigators because the financial advisor was like, I don't want to take this to the regular police. I want to take this straight to the DA. And so in October 2019, the case was presented to the DA. They take the case, but then COVID hit.
Ah.
But in 2021, Hootsana was arrested in Phoenix, Arizona for wire fraud and aggravated identity theft.
Aggravated identity theft? Where you steal someone's identity, but angry?
Angrily.
Okay.
Aggressively.
All right.
I will say it was aggressive. It was definitely aggressive.
Are you going to tell us? Or why is it aggressive?
What do you mean, that was an aggressive. She opened counts in that lady's name and said that I'm the.
This is for these charges. I thought there was something separate. She had so many charges. I'm like, is this just something new?
No,
new from Hutsana.
No, this is the same thing. But what's really crazy is like on her social media, this is so like shitty of her. So like she's got her breakfast bitch stuff and they're in Arizona and she's like posting stuff. And there's this one clip of her in the pool and she's like, work hard and this can all be yours if you just work hard and you're a hard worker. Fuck off. You stole everything you have. Like, if she worked as hard at her actual shit and as hard as she did at stealing her boss's money and covering it up, she probably would still be that successful.
She had an actual job. Yeah, just go. There are so many legitimate ways to steal people's money. That's what I never got for these people. It's like, just go be a business person.
Right.
And people will, you can basically, like, there's a fine line between what is legal and what is not legal.
Yeah. Yes. Her husband was not included on the indictment, but you know he knew what was going on. Like, he was in on it. You can't convince me that he wasn't.
He was out there still stealing from Reggie Bush.
Yeah, he was. He was. When she was originally arrested, she pled not guilty. But in July of 2022, she ended up taking the plea and was sentenced to 51 months in prison and 3 years of supervised release, which is about 4 years.
I'm about to say, that's less than her last sentence. And this is her third time getting sentenced. They should go up.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, the prosecution was not even asking for 4 years. And the judge gave her 4 years because she was like, you deserve this.
I'm about to say, I was like, yeah, looking at the facts of the case, I'd be like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, no, I honestly think she deserves a little bit more, but that's just me. 4 years really isn't that long. She has been ordered to pay back $1.1 million in restitution and will report to prison on April 13th of this year. In an interview that I watched with Hutsana, she claims that she has changed and that she is ready for prison and wants to make the most out of the situation. She says she's looked into programs and has tried to start signing up for them, basically to like help her figure out why she is the way she is and stuff like that, and how she can overcome her impulses.
Criminals Anonymous.
Criminals Anonymous.
Hi, my name's Tracy. CA.
Hi, Tracy.
And I'm addicted to being a piece of shit.
She said that while she's in prison, she wants to empower women. I don't even know what that means.
All right, man.
I don't know what that means.
Sure.
I don't know if that means like she's making the strap-ons or what's going on. Empower women. Maybe she'll be like Orange is the New Black and then like run a panty, dirty panty ring.
I've never seen the show.
Oh.
So I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
They do this thing where they start selling their dirty panties while in prison.
Wouldn't work in a man's prison. I've tried.
When did you put you in prison?
I wasn't, but...
you tried to buy them?
They'll sell them to you.
God,
but no one buys them off you. They're hard to flip, man. It's like a house in Detroit. You know, it's hard to flip. Can't do it. Mm. You know, and so now I look at me. Now I got a fucking dresser full of used prisoner underwear, and I can't move it.
Hot.
It's dead inventory.
Hot. She plans on keeping Breakfast Bitch open as long as she can.
All right. I hope no one goes there.
Yeah. She is appealing the sentence because the judge, like I said, gave her a longer sentence than the prosecution wanted. She does claim that things were sensationalized. I personally really don't believe that given the facts, but okay. She also is like, I'm just not as bad of a person as the media is painting me to be. And it's like, no, you did a lot of really shitty stuff and it was very calculated. And this wasn't like a, oh no, this got out of control. Like it wasn't, because we've talked about this before where sometimes we don't necessarily think these criminals mean to do what they're doing.
Yeah. It's
until
just
it snowballs.
It's just rolling downhill. Yeah. You can't stop it. Gains momentum.
But she's done this before. You had to know what you were doing to do this. You don't accidentally open credit cards in people's names. You don't forge powers of attorneys on accident. Like, these things are very calculated. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah, and it's not like you were doing this to feed your children, right? You were doing this so you could
have a bachelorette party in Vegas. Yeah, you go to Vegas
and make a really shitty restaurant. Like, it's not the same.
No, no. She said she's looking forward to figuring out why she did what she did. She's like, I didn't target anyone, although people may disagree with that statement. It's like, no, you targeted one person specifically. You targeted
Jumana Kidd.
That's exactly who you targeted. And I'll quote her last sentence that she said in the interview. I'll be back, bitches. Hopefully stronger than ever.
Because now you're stronger than yesterday.
I don't know if that's just because she's going to be doing a lot of push-ups in prison or...
I hope they don't let her out early. That's what I hope.
That is what I'm also hoping. I really hope that she is like serves 100% of that sentence. I hope she does not get out a minute sooner.
I feel like I say that every week and I'm going to keep fucking saying it. I hope every time. I hope they stay there for the full time. Someone, at least a couple of people got to do it.
I am a little bit hopeful given the fact that she was only given about 4 years. If they had given her 25, I'd be like, she's not going to be in there for 25 years. Yeah, but the fact that she was only given 4, I think she might.
Maybe she'll do 4. I don't know. We'll update you.
We will.
If and when she gets out.
Well, in the words of lyricist and poet Cardi B, I know a bad bitch when I see one. Unfortunately, Tracy Snow Houtsana was just a bitch. Houtsana played everyone that she ever knew, including her own family, to gain the lifestyle that she wanted. No one was safe. However, you can only steal $1 million for so long before you get caught. Tracy Houtsana got what she deserved, and may she spend every minute of that sentence in prison.
And not the sentence you just said, because that was like 15 seconds, like her sentence, four years.
The entire 4 years in prison. Well, thank you so much for listening. If you liked what you heard and you want to follow it for more, you can follow us on facebook.com/whitecollarsredhands. You can follow us on Twitter at whitecollarspod. You can follow us on Instagram at whitecollars_redhands. You can follow us on TikTok at whitecollarsredhands. We are also on YouTube. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. You can watch our episodes. You can see our beautiful faces on your screen. I did just get my eyebrows done, so tell me how good they look.
I did not.
You wouldn't notice. Anyways, what else? Oh, if you want another way to support us, we love to get reviews. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. We love a 5-star review, but an honest review also works. And the best way to spread word about our podcast is by telling a friend, and it would be super helpful if you would do that. If somebody's like, oh, I'm traveling and I need a podcast to listen to. I'm bored. I need a podcast to listen to. Tell them about White Collars Red Hands.
I fell down a well and I have no entertainment. Play this podcast for them on a Bluetooth speaker.
If you're torturing people in a prison, we've got a lot of episodes. We've got 13 seasons with 10 episodes each. We got some bonus episodes. Yeah, go ahead and play them for your kidnapped victim.
Yeah. And if they know anyone who's buying prisoners underwear, please send us an email.
At whitecollarsredhands@gmail.com. You can also email us if you have a idea for a show that we should do, a topic we should cover.
Or if
email
you,
us is there.
Or if you personally want mildly stained prison issue boxers, please. What stains? That's for you to find out. Secret.
And you can do that by going to our merch tab. And it'll take you to Tee Public, where you can buy Kashan's used underwear and also a hoodie.
It's not mine. It's prisoners. Uh-huh. But I am selling them.
Okay. And with our logo on it. And then I think that's it.
I think so.
I hope so. You distracted me. Well, thank you so much. And we will see you next week on another episode of White Collars,
Red Hands.